se pojavio sa 8 snažnih, dugih, divnih ruku. U svojim rukama je držao bis, školjku, mač, štit, strelu, luk, uže i topus, koji su se blisko osjavili. Bio je obučen u žutu odjeću, a njegova put bila zagasita plava. Njegove oči i lice su bili veoma radosni, a oko vrata mu je visio dugi vijenac svijeće koji je dopirao do njegove stopa. Prsa su mu bila uključena kao stuba trambuljem i znakom šivaca. Na glavi imao blistavi okrugli šljem, a njegove uši su bile ukrašene naočnicama nalikom ajkule. Svi ovi ukrasi su bili najviše neki. Gospodin je nosio zlatan pojas oko struka, narukvice na rukama, prstenje na prstima i zvončiće oko članaka svojih stopala. Tako ukrašen različitim ukrasima, gospodin Hari koji privlači sva živa bića u sva tri svijeta, poznat je kao Purušottama, najbolje vršice. Pratili su ga veliki bakre poput Narada, Nande i svih vodećih polubogova, predvođenih rasnim kraljem Dimirom i stranicima različitih i viših pađena sistema, kako su svi da okol na darovo prečara. Stojući s obje strane i iza gospodina, ti bakre su mu neprestano upućivali.
Rupam tamaras čajam vičak šagata sadvasa nan Namadandavat bumo parishtat ma prajapati.
Vidjeći taj prekrasan sjajni oblik svojišnje božanske ličnosti, Prajapati Dakša se prvo malo plašio, ali zatim bio jako zadovoljan što je vidio gospodina, da bi mu odao svoje poštovanje pao na zemlju poput štapa.
Nakin cano dido yatim ashaka tibbaya muda Apurita manot vaerer radinya ivanit jarai.
Kako su rijeke ispunjene vodom koja se sliva iz planine, sva dakšina čula su bila ispunjena zadovoljstva. Zbog udišene sreće koja ga ispunjala, dakša nije mogao ništa reći, već je ostalo riječ ispušena zemlja. Smisao? Kad neko zaista spozna ili vidi svojišnju božansku ličnost, biva ispunjen potpuno sreće. Na primjer, kada je druga Maharaj s ovom vidio gospodina, rekao je, sa njim ti tako osmio nam je najjače. Dragi moj gospodine, nemam što tražiti od tebe, sada sam potpuno zadovoljan. Slično tome, kada je Prajapati Dakša vidio pred sobom svojišnju gospodina, jednostavno je pao pred njega, nesposoban da govori ili traži nešto.
Nama Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pistaya Bhutaneya Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nikti Namine Namaste Sati Devam Gauravani Pacharye Nirte Sasanya Vani Vastatya Desatarine
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Siyadeta Karna Sivasati Guru Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
These verses describe how someone actually saw Krishna. It is described that Dakshas' senses were flooded by happiness when he saw the Supreme Personality
of God.
In this material world, we also try to flood our senses with happiness by sense gratification. But the result is never just the way we thought it would be. And we were laughing about the nervous Germans when we came to the beach because Sachi Sutta told us they want to become all brown, very brittle.
Mislim se svi svijeli nedavnim mnicima koji su išli na plažu, jer ovaj Sachi Sutta nam je rekao da oni svi žele
and in the process they always burn their skin and they become red like roasted pigs.
A stvari spadnu tako da oni vrlo brzo pocrvene, tako da potpuno kao pešnici.
This is an example of someone wants to flood his senses with material happiness but burns in the process.
Primer kako neko želi na tome svoja čula
The reason is that our material senses only cover the spiritual senses, and if you are engaged in the covering, you will never get to the essence.
Stvar je u tome da mi samo naša materna čula prikrivaju naša duhovna čula, i ako budemo uspjeli u tom prikrivanju, mi pa nećemo doći do
In sense gratification, you are just engaged on the outside. You're not going to the inside.
U čulom zadovoljavanju vi ste uvijek samo ograničeni na izlaz. Nikad ne možete ući u.
Just imagine when breakfast comes, I put a cloth on my tongue and then try to eat with a cloth on the tongue. It will not be so pleasurable.
Zamislite samo kad dođe doručak i ja pokušam staviti tkaninu preko svog jezika i pokušam jesti taj doručak. To sigurno neće biti jako ugodno.
Oh, another example. Someone wants to enjoy sex life and keeps his cloth on. It's just not the intense experience.
Ili sljedeći primjer, ako neko želi uživati u seksualnom zadovoljstvima i također se koristi tkaninom, to neće biti nikakvo intenzivno.
So in material life we keep our cloth on.
U materijalnom svijetu mi također imamo svoju tkaninu.
We can't go to the pure form of enjoyment because we are always engaged on the platform of the senses, which is only external to the spiritual body.
Mi uvijek imamo prekrivena ta svoja čula i nikad ne možemo doći do čiste forme čula uživanja koje su prekrivena.
Krishna has described the process of material sense gratification in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna opisao taj proces zadovoljavanja čula u trećem poglavlju Bhagavad Gita.
First you see an object of the senses and you become attracted to it.
Prvo vidimo objekt čula i onda bivamo privučeni.
After some time you become attached.
Poslije toga postanemo privučeni.
And then you become actually frustrated.
A nakon toga postanemo bivamo frustrirani.
And as a result you are angry.
A kao rezultat toga padamo u gnjev.
And then it goes on, you actually lose all your intelligence. And you fall back into material
life.
So this is what happens in material sense gratification. Because it is false, it cannot satisfy you. In Borneo, sometimes people catch orangutans, these huge man apes.
Na Borneo neki put ljudi uhvate orangutane, velike čudne
manje. And they do this by remembering the shloka of the Gita.
Oni to rade na tome što se sjećaju šloki iz Bhagavad Gita.
First a man comes and sits under a tree.
Prvo dođe čovjek i sjedne pod drvom.
And he has a thing full of water and he begins to wash himself with the water.
I onda ima posudu i onda se počinje puno vode, počinje se prati.
And the orangutan thinks this process gives happiness because he is so happy, he thinks.
И он, да, вот мы с этой позиции были встречи, которые он с этим делал.
So then the second, the phase number two enters.
Вот это вот другое.
The man puts this no, what is this in English? This thing where he at this time does not put water inside but glue. This time the orangutan comes and says, I want to enjoy like a human being. I am civilized. Yes. And then he begins to wash his senses with the glue.
И он напоследок прати своя чува с лика.
And he cannot see any longer.
И он напоследок не может.
And at this time they come and catch the orangutan. So this, in a similar way, this is going on in material life. People make a big show about sense gratification. This nice posters and music and theater and literature. It's a huge show, a washing show.
С великим постерима, музыком, театром, то это прям великий шоу, великий шоу прямо.
Yes, and then people imitate this, and they become caught in the illusions of material civilization, and at the end they are very frustrated.
И он это люди имитируют, бывают вашими у ту замку материальной иллюзии и бывают там на многих концентрациях.
In Berlin, I met an extremely rich Yugoslavian millionaire. He started as a Gastarbeiter. Yes, and now he is married to one of the biggest ladies in the building company.
И сада је оженен за једну од најмоћних жена у Бирајницкој.
In his living room there is a swimming pool.
Нео мере соби је пасе.
Everywhere music comes.
У нас уда долази музика.
From inside the water, outside the water,
everywhere.
And then next to it there is a room. And in this room there's a bed from here to there. And before the bed, there's a film screen where he can see the newest films. And he has, every room is made. One room is like China, one room looks like Africa, another room looks like Split. It is really like the material world inside the house. And you know, his name is George von Komnevich or something like this. This man is so fat. I was asking, why are you so fat? But you should live healthy, then you can enjoy better. And he said, no, it's so difficult for me to enjoy. I have everything, but I'm still feeling frustrated, and in my frustration I have to eat a lot.
And
And you know, but when you eat a lot, when you follow the dictates of your tongue, then the result is you become very dull and sloppy, and you can't really do anything any longer. You fall back completely in the mode of ignorance. And see, this is exactly what happens when you fall under the curse of material sense gratification. In the beginning, you are extremely active, being influenced by the mode of passion. But then, this mode of passion turns into the mode of ignorance, which binds you down to frustration, to depression, and to inactivity. When you are seeing materialists, sometimes they appear very happy and very dynamico. But because their happiness and their energy is derived from the mode of passion, it will turn into ignorance. Where they become completely inactive. Just see these old sense enjoyers. They are like a lemon which has been squeezed out. So we should not fall under the illusion that those successful sense enjoyers are a success. They riding on a wave which will ultimately drown them. The modes of material nature are extremely powerful. And anyone who comes into contact with them is always the loser. It's like entering into a casino. People think if I'm entering into the casino, we will be the winners. But there are statistics which show that people who become addicted to playing are always the losers. The material world is like a huge casino. Come, enjoy. I will give you all facilities, says Maya. But the more you enjoy, the more she will take away from you. This is the law of nature. So here we find Maharaj Daksha, who understands Krishna through his uncovered senses. Through his spiritual senses. And we see the result, he is flooded by happiness. This spiritual happiness comes from the spiritual world. And it is an energy called Kladini Shakti. This Kladini Shakti is responsible for the exchange between the devotees and Krishna. And it is described that the happiness which Lalini Shakti gives is of an ever increasing quality. It is described when Krishna sees the gopis, his pleasure becomes increased many, many thousand folds. Now when the gopis see that Krishna's pleasure becomes increased, their transcendental pleasure becomes increased much more than Krishna.
Because gopi vidi da se Krishna transcendentalno povećava, onda se njihovo zadovoljstvo povećava mnogo, mnogo više nego što Krishna.
And when Krishna sees that the gopi's transcendental pleasure becomes increased so much, his own pleasure becomes increased.
I kad Krishna vidi da se gopino zadovoljstvo povećava, onda i njegovo još postane.
And in this way the competition is going on.
Na taj način se zbiva neko sam takvičan.
It goes higher
in this very
situation. But in material world it is a different thing. The law there is that you invest a lot of energy
to enjoy,
and at the end you are finished and have to take a rest. So therefore the real pleasure seekers always have gone to the spiritual realm.
Zato oni pravi tragovci za srećom uvijek idu duha.
They have stopped material sense enjoyment in order to go on the road of spiritual sense gratification.
Oni jednostavno zastavili se na tom putu čuvanog uživanja radi krenuli putem duha.
Sometimes it is a little difficult because the material energy will spread a curtain over the devotee. This curtain is composed out of the modes of material nature. So the devotee always becomes, the devotee sometimes also becomes a little bit attached. He wants to reach his goals. But in the process he all of a sudden notices, wait a minute, I'm not feeling very happy. I'm just working like a materialist. I have not made myself completely dependent on Krishna, but on my own arrangements. And then as a result he quarrels with other devotees. Or he just feels no one recognizes my endeavors. Or he thinks there should be more success. Or sometimes there's another thing, a curtain of ignorance covers the devotee. He has doubts even in spiritual existence. He thinks, am I really a soul? Is there really a God? Or is this just the imagination of the Hare Krishna people? See, the curtain of material illusion can come also in spiritual life. Or he comes in the mode of goodness. I am so learned. And I'm so. So in this way, Also a devotee's spiritual life can be covered by the curtains of material illusion.
На такой način живот бхакти может быть прикрыт завесой иллюзорной энергии.
And he will not be in connection with the Kundalini Shakti any longer.
Иначе он будет прикрыт Kundalini Shakti.
It's just like if you have a curtain, a very strong curtain is coming, we don't see the light of the day any longer.
Kao kad imamo jako gusto zavese, onda ne možemo vidjeti puno svijeta.
So while we are engaged in our devotional service, we must be very careful that not the curtain of material illusion, which has three subdivisions, falls over our existence.
I zato da smo angažirani u predanom služenju, moramo paziti da ta zavisa koja je sasvim na tri pod svoje podjele,
because if it falls over our existence, we become uninspired in Krishna consciousness.
So the
way to make sure that the curtain doesn't fall is to engage in great humility as a servant of Krishna.
Način na koji to možemo izbjeći da ta zavisa da se prekrije, da se ponizno angažiramo na prijatelju.
On this state, a devotee understands, I have this material body and material mind, and therefore there will be some difficulties.
Na tom stupnju, bhakta će shvatiti da on ima materijalno tijelo i materijalni um, da će zbog toga normalno biti poteškoća.
In my own life, this month is a very difficult month for the health of my body. I'm always in pain. It's a great drag to carry this body around. We have learned we are not the body, so it's not so tragic. But as soon as we take the pains and the serious, then one feels very desperate.
So
this is a practical. A devotee must understand that he is separate from his body and from his mind. There will be some difficulties coming from the body and from the mind, but he should keep himself in the same position of a humble servant.
To je praktično, kako treba realizirati da on nije ovo materijalno tijelo i ovo materijalni um, i biti svjesni toga i se držati sigurne pozicije da bude ponosno angažiran za prenosno.
This is a great benefit of Krishna consciousness.
To je veliki blagoslov
Krishna. If you want to practice Krishna consciousness, Krishna helps you to remain in a transcendental position to your body and mind. And the curtain of material illusion cannot fall any longer.
I ukoliko smo iskreni i ozbiljni u tome, Krišna će nam pomoći da se održimo u toj sigurnoj poziciji i uvijek će držati pozdrav na taj zavisno preko vaše.
So when you take care that you are always free from the curtain of material illusion by engaging in Krishna's wonderful devotional service, you are actually on the way of the Krishna conscious liberation.
I ukoliko se pobrinete da budete uvijek angažirani u tom čudesnom, prekrasnom predanom služenju Krišni, onda se zapravo na putu da budete oslobođeni.
This Krishna consciousness is a real adventure.
Ova svjetlost Krišna je prava
aventura. It means to take away the curtain of material illusion.
To znači jednostavno odbaciti, razgrnuti zavisu materijalne.
And what is on the other side of the curtain?
A što je s druge strane zavise?
It is full of bliss and full of knowledge. Great kings have given up this material world in order to reach there.
Veliki kraljevi su odbacili ovaj materijalni svijet u željenju dostići.
Great yogis have left the material universe to go there.
Veliki yogi su napustili materijalni svijet za ovu stranu.
It's the kingdom of God which we want to reach.
Kraljstvo Boga je onih mjesta koje želimo dostići.
It looks like a golden lotus.
Izgleda kao zlatni lotus.
A lotus from consciousness, made of consciousness.
A lotus sačinjen od svijesti.
In the inner part of the lotus, there is Krishna's transcendental home.
U unutrašnjem dijelu lotusa je Krishna transcendental home.
And around it, there are leaves which are the abodes of the gopis and the cowherd boys.
A u naokolo su listovi koji su zapravo prebivališta gopija i dječaka svijeta.
It is described that this transcendental land of Goloka Vrindavan is full of Chintamani jewels.
Opisano je da je ta transcendentalna planeta Goloka Vrindavan puna Chintamani dragulja.
And the trees are desire trees.
A drveće je drveće želje.
Who can fulfill every desire.
Koje može ispuniti svako.
And give every fruit.
I dati na svako moće.
And birth, old age, and disease and death does not exist. You are in an eternal body. So we all want to invite you to go there. You will not even desire to come back to Split, then you are there. Not even desire to go to the Adria coast. It is much nicer there. So this evening we want to make a nice program whereby which we introduce the people of Split. I saw many young people when we came here to this wonderful realm of Krishna consciousness. We should end now here because we must now make a first class musical program that we want to improve. And maybe we can do also Harinam. Purujit will organize it, Harinam. Because you might have to go earlier. So thank you very much. I think we should end here because it's so late for